You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM special music waste episode, What a Waste. I'm here with Gabby and Dora, music waste organizers. I'm actually going to aux in Dora right now so you can hear their wonderful voice. Dora, you're
Hi.
Here via aux. And
in the flesh.
In the digital flesh. And we're going to play some music from the artists that are lined up for Music Waste this year, 2023. I believe we have some special news. We have several special announcements, I guess, to make throughout the hour. One is that, should I just drop this right away? We're going to have a pass giveaway.
Ooh, my God.
But stay tuned to hear how, maybe like we'll play a couple more songs and then we'll drop how the pass giveaway is going to work, how you can obtain a free pass. But yeah, organizers are going to hopefully call in at some point so you can hear from the Music Waste organizers. And we have some questions to answer from Instagram. And yeah, we're just chilling for the hour.
What was the first song?
The first song was by Masenk called Naïf. It was a single.
A Phantom Records original.
So good. I don't know which day they're performing, but come on out to Music Waste June 1st to 4th to find out. But for anyone who doesn't know, I'm Bailey. I just joined Music Waste organizing this year. Dora, how many years has it been for you?
I started in 2019.
Whoa.
So whatever that is. Nice. Four?
I have no concept of time. I don't know.
I know.
Gabby, how about you?
I only remember when I started. I only remember when I started.
First year, yeah.
Wait, sorry. The mic just isn't even on. We're good. Oh, wait, sorry. Literally, there's two things happening at once, but this is Gabby.
This is my first year with Music Waste as well. I'm really excited. It's really fun so far, and I'm excited for next year and just planning more events and stuff. It's been great so far.
Yes. Also, Dora's calling in from Berlin. I was like, when I got the Google Meet link, I was like, this is cool. It said European Berlin time zone. Ooh. I was like, whoa. Wait, what time is it right now for you?
It's like 7 p.m. I'm eating dinner.
Wild.
Wow.
But yeah, if you are interested in coming out to Music Waste, you can pick up passes at record stores near you. So Neptune, Red Cat Records, Audio Pile.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to that one.
It's three, I think.
Okay, yeah. So you can pick up passes from those three record stores. Or online. MusicWaste.ca. Link in our Instagram bio, Music Waste on Instagram. But should we play another song? What do you guys think?
Oh my God, yes. This song is extra. It's an extra special Music Waste, like zoom 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 special.
Should have downloaded
the music exclusive.
Music exclusive.
This band is closing Music Waste at Red Gate on the Sunday, and they don't have a ton of music out, but they're very very good, promising, hot up and coming band. But this is Planet Doozy by Doozy.
Planet Doozy by Doozy. Follow them on SoundCloud at Doozy. Here it is.
Thank you.
We're back. Music Waste 2023. You just heard it here first, folks. Planet Doozy. I'm plugging Dora back in to the interface via the aux. Dora, you're back. But yeah, we're out here for Music Waste 2023, broadcasting What a Waste on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories. And you just heard Planet Doozy by Doozy, who is playing... Dora, why don't you announce?
They're playing on the Sunday at Redgate, and they're closing the entire festival. So it was a little treat. And they don't have a ton of music out, so that was an XXXXX exclusive treat.
Well, you heard it here first. Music Waste exclusive content here from 10 to 11 on the CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcast. That's not the only exclusive thing today, though.
But that's not all.
Exclusive pass winner.
There might be one or two exclusive passes given out. I think what we're going to do is we're going to come up with a question, right? And then if you, thy listener, can correctly answer, then we will reward you with a pass.
And if you have to call in.
You have to call in.
What's the number?
Something. It's like 604 and then three numbers and then CITR. But I'm going to pull it up right now.
I think it's 822 because it's like UBC.
Oh, okay, here we go. Contact. Go to the website, citr.ca/contact. And we've got 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. So stay tuned and maybe give us a call later to win a free Music Waste pass so you can hear Doozy close out the festival with Planet Doozy, the song you just heard. Or I don't know what their set list is, so but
I think that show looks sick because it's Doozy and Underpass and A Dobson and now Free Nobody. And I'm obsessed with Underpass and Doozy. And I haven't really listened to the other two that much. So it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be epic.
And that's the Sunday show at Redgate?
Yeah, that's the closing show of the festival, Sunday at Redgate.
Great way to end off the Sunday. Also, our poster this year is so dope.
So beautiful.
We have I love the theme also, like cake, sweet treats. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a little sweet treat, this coming weekend, come out to Music Waste.
Yeah, we're having a cakewalk. So you could win a little treat.
Treat.
And then all the bands are so sweet.
Oh, totally. Cakewalk's on Sunday at 648, hey?
Is it the cakewalk?
Yeah.
Sunday at 648?
Oh, no, I think it's the opener. I think it's the Thursday.
Oh.
Oh, word.
Perhaps on Thursday. But I wish we could show people. I wish we were like video recorded so we could show people the poster. But we could like visually describe it.
It was done by Julie Major, who's like been making art in Vancouver for a while. And they are so talented. And I really wanted them. The theme for the 2020 festival was supposed to be picnic. And I really, really, really wanted them to do the poster. And they did. And it was so cute. But then we had to cancel the festival because COVID. And so I was like, they have to do a poster again. Wow. And it's so beautiful. It's like Jello alien cakes. It's like so sweet.
Yeah. Is it what's the medium? It looks like it's done with pencil.
I think it is pencil.
Wow, the talent.
I know.
If you're curious about this poster, go to our Instagram.
Yeah, Julie was just at the Vancouver Comics Arts Festival this weekend.
Yeah,
I went by their stand. It was really, really beautiful. Everything they had was just nice and whimsical and makes you feel very cozy. Their Instagram is Julie Major. You guys should all follow them. Check them out. They're really cool.
They also have a show coming up at Gallery Gachet. I think it's next weekend, June 9th. And it's shown with their dad's paintings and then also like new ceramics, which is really just like beautiful. It's called Sandbox. Everyone should go. Sandbox. Support Julie.
Galerie Gachet. I've never been there.
June, it's cool.
June 9th. Wait, did you say June 9th?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, our Music Waste Pass.
Yeah, those ones are really pretty too.
Beautiful as well. It's pink this year. Yay. Honestly, the one last year was dope too. And I've never received like a physical little like card pass before. So when I came to Music Waste last year, I was like, this is the coolest thing. And it looked like, I don't know if y'all ever did like girl guides or like, what's the other one called? I don't know. But I was like in the like pixie group and we had like a little like on the pass, there was like a little fairy. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of that. Anyways, last year the pass was green. This year is pink.
Cutie.
With ribbons.
Yeah. The artists that did our pass this year is actually going to be in Art Waste, which is our art gallery at 648 Kingsway. It's going to be the whole weekend in the daytime, kind of. And then at nighttime, we're going to be taking it over for shows and stuff. But yeah, Taru Tattoo is the artist. They're super cool, Taro. I don't know how long they've been tattooing for, but their work is just really, really nice. Like, look.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So pretty.
We're checking them out on Instagram.
And I think you can come out and get a tattoo if I'm
correct. So at Art Waste, there's going to be full days of tattoo artists. There's like, I think, 5 or 6 artists during the day. Let me check. It is so awesome.
Art Waste 2023.
So Thursday, gallery opening. There's going to be live painting. So the gallery opening starts at 6. Live painting, 6:15. We're going to be showing our music video Waste, which is a new part of Music Waste this year, where artists have submitted their music videos to be like basically shown at the gallery, and also we're doing it online, so we're doing a live stream of the videos and also
music video Waste.
Yeah, having it at the gallery, which is really cool. So looking here, it says the tattoos start Friday and go to Saturday, so 2 full days of tattoo artists. There's 4 or 5 tattoo artists per day, and they're tattooing all day from 11 to 5:30. That's awesome.
Art Waste. So exciting. And also,
all of that info is on like our Instagram, and it has like all the artists tagged and stuff. So if you're if you're like starting a tat, that's like a good place to like start and like see what kind of stuff is gonna be there.
There's
it's
a whole new world awaiting you.
check us out.
On our Instagram, on our website. So check it out.
And Bailey, you were right. The cakewalk is on Sunday.
All right.
So come by 648 on Sunday during the day, and you could win a cake. A Music Waste cake.
Damn.
Wow. Something a little sweet.
Music Waste is so generous.
Literally. The generosity. Should we play another song, though?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. This is For the Win, or FTW. I just assumed, actually. I don't know what FTW might stand for in this context. But Dora, do you want to say the band name, or should I?
it's Gage and Smash out of Toronto. They're the one non-local band playing, and I really was like, wow, we are Music Waste is a transnational, like, we get all the people coming out for Music Waste.
Transnational, literally, we've got people traveling. We are traveling. People are traveling.
We're in demand.
We're in demand. But how do you pronounce it again?
Gaijin
Smash. And they're performing Friday night, June 2nd.
Sick.
At Redgate. But this is FTW.
I'm not gonna
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And you're listening to What a Waste. This is Music Waste Festival's CITR Hour. And
taking over, baby.
We're taking over. And yeah, you're here with three Music Waste organizers. Myself.
I am the social media.
Social media. Gabby is the social media. And Dora is also here.
Hiya.
Dora and is our Berlin counterpart.
Our Berlin associate correspondent. Our European correspondent. international. But yeah, you just heard Gaijin Smash, June 2nd performance at Red Gate. Come on by. And yeah, we've got some questions. I mean, we don't have questions. You have questions. And we're going to answer them. So, but Dora, did you have...
Ooh, for the giveaway? Oh my God. Be for me. Ding, 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 ding.
The giveaway?
As Bailey so graciously and geniusly mentioned earlier in this hour, we are doing a pass giveaway for two passes for this year's Music Waste. And you can get it. You can win it. Easy peasy. Very simple. You just have to answer this one question. I feel like a troll who's like, you have to answer that question is three. But just one question. And the question is, what year did Music Waste start? If you call in before this hour is over, before 11 a.m., then you, the very, very lucky listener, could win two Music Waste passes, one for you, one for a friend. And isn't that exciting? So that's the cue. What year did Music Waste start?
What year did Music Waste start?
How old are we?
Call in, guess my age. Just kidding. But call in, if you know what year Music Waste started, Dora just said, you could win free passes.
Win one of those beautiful passes by our lovely Taro.
Yes. And we know that you have questions and that you have answers. So we would love to hear from you. But yeah, should we answer some of the questions that were sent in?
Let's do it.
I think we have a few. And right. If you plan on coming out to the festival, this is important info.
Yeah.
So open your ears.
It's knowledge.
And
it's knowledge.
Tune yourself.
It's time to take in the knowledge.
It's time to absorb. But what questions do we get?
Is there tickets at the door or only passes?
Are there tickets at the door or only passes? Well, there are passes, but I do believe if you want to come out to like just one or two shows,
you can support your homie.
If you want to come support a homie, you can get something at the door. You can get a ticket. You can get a wristband, something. But
there's $10 at the door, I think. But the whole pass itself, the whole weekend pass, is $30. So it's like $10 for one single show, or $30 for
like as many,
like
so
many. Many shows, like so and, many shows.
An L or whatever of the passes and ticket system is if you go to three shows, that does not mean that you get a pass. If you get a pass, then you get a pass and go team, you have it for the fest. But if you like go to three individual shows, even though it costs the same, it does not equal a pass. So just so the people know who are curious. Mm-hmm. What is the next question?
Just one more thing about our passes too. If you're going to buy a pass online and you want it delivered to your house, you have to do that real, real soon because it's next week, right? So... if you do buy it online after these next couple days, it will just be sent to, or not sent because they're just there, but you will just be sent to go pick it up at one of the record stores. Yeah, that is all.
Boom.
And that's Audiopile, Neptune Records, or Red Cat Records.
Yeah.
Is this for the, I stepped out for a second, but is this for the winner?
No, it's for passes. So if you want to buy your pass online and get it delivered to your house, you have to do that in the next day or so.
All right.
What service? That's so nice.
Time crunch. And I'm about to post on my Instagram that you should call in. Can you read that? I always use the little handwriting text, but sometimes it's people say it's illegible.
Read it out loud?
Read it. Can you read it out?
Call in and answer this question for a free Music Waste pass. What year did Music Waste start?
And what's the phone number?
The phone number? All right. So call in 604-822-2487. I'll say it again. 604-822-CITR, which is 2487. So yeah, call in. I've got my eye on the board, ready to oh my gosh. I spoke too soon. I manifested this. Someone's calling. Attempt to answer this. Okay.
Our first call.
I think we press the button, boom. And then press the phone thing, boom. Hello, hello. Hello,
hello. Hello, I'm here to win a free pass.
Oh, do you have the answer to our query?
Do you guys also know this is Baby?
Oh, Baby.
Yep. I don't know if I can win, so I'm just going to give a random answer.
Okay.
And let maybe somebody else win, but did it start in 2010? Question mark?
2010.
No.
Unfortunately, you're incorrect. Does someone have the buzzer sound? No.
Just kidding. Yeah. Someone else can win a pass.
But Baby, thanks for calling in. Do you want to to anyone who's listening, Baby is another well-esteemed colleague of ours on the board of organizers of Music Waste. What do you do, Baby? What is your task?
My task, I help organize art waste. So I heard you guys chatting about it a little earlier,
fangirling.
And that's gonna be our we're gonna do a 4-day gallery thing at 648 Kingsway. Y'all should come through. There's a bunch of fun things planned, as you guys have probably heard.
Yes, so boom, tune in or come in to Music Waste for art waste. And Baby, do you have any other answers to any questions? Any questions at all?
Or do you want to let anyone know any fun music waste?
Any
or
fun
art waste facts?
Music or art waste facts?
I feel like Gabby laid it all out, but just in case someone is listening now and didn't hear Gabby, the art waste event is going to be 4 days long, starting from Thursday night. We're going to have live paintings on Thursday. We're going to have live paintings on Sunday. We have 2 full days of local tattoo artists. We are going to drop special flash with special prices, and a lot of them are cake themed or music themed. What else? We got shows after on Friday and Saturday, I believe. We got a cakewalk. So
yes, the cakewalk.
Yeah. Have you guys done a cakewalk before?
I've never.
In elementary school. My elementary school would have one.
Really? Did you like.
No, I was in the band, so I would play in the band and everyone would do the cakewalk. Whoa. And I would always be like, I wish I was in the cakewalk.
You better work. Whoa, crazy. Can I do the cakewalk? Oh,
absolutely.
Dora.
Anybody,
I don't know what a
cakewalk
is. Okay, well, a cakewalk is, honestly, I don't even know what a cakewalk is. I'm pretty sure it's
Let's Google what a cakewalk
is. It's a little dance.
Let's get some
more
knowledge for the day.
A dance developed from the prize walks held in the mid-19th century.
I think I have a specific definition of a cakewalk. Maybe it's the same.
Nobody Google what a cakewalk is. Don't Google it.
Honestly, a cakewalk is just a cakewalk, it's a little if you're proud of something, you do a little cakewalk. I don't know how to describe it, but it's
doing a little cakewalk.
The connotation is if you like are celebrating something, you go like do like a little like proud like walk. And how do you get a cake?
Yeah, so what does it have to do with? Don't you get a cake?
You can get a cake.
Am I dumb?
No, doesn't someone? Is there? There's a cake.
It's kind of like musical chairs.
Yeah, so the cakewalk event at 6 or 8 is going to be a certain number of chairs set up in a circle, and people walk around the outside of the circle as the music plays. And we're going to have music waste music playing, and as soon as the music stops, everyone has to sit. And there's only one cake behind a special chair. So
a fight to the death.
Fight to the death, just for the cake.
Well, do y'all want to hear another song from our lovely music waste lineup?
Yeah, what's something sweet? What do we got?
Another sweet band called Mulch, and this song is called Doll. Sound good?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Another caller from Bless, our sound board. Hello, hello. That caller.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, wait, I recognize this voice.
Who is it?
Might this be another Music Waste organizer?
It is.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Do you perhaps have an answer to our question? What year did Music Waste start? Is what we are asking. We are broadcasting. Don't actually answer it.
Don't answer. I do have an answer.
Oh, okay.
But I won't answer it.
Unless do you know what year it started?
I do know what year.
Okay,
it
don't
started.
Say. Okay, don't say.
Okay, I won't say.
But we're all here right now. We're listening, or we just listened to "Danny, Your Darling," "War with Me" demo, which is, I don't know, which day is Danny performing? Do you know? We'll pull it.
Danny
up.
Is Friday.
On Friday.
Or Saturday.
Saturday, Green Auto main stage.
Yeah, we were just talking about how stacked that show is. It looks awesome.
It's got, yeah, the Green Auto show is going to be incredible.
Danny,
it's going to be great.
And our music video waste.
Sorry, I cut off all the things you said. We got was Masank was when I brought it in. Sorry.
I'm back. It's okay. Yeah, so at Green Auto main stage, that show is going to be stacked. It's Eke, Girly, Danny, Your Darling, Masank, and our music waste or music video waste coordinator, Schnoodlebug.
So yeah, coming out. It's gonna be all. Honestly, all the lineups are so great. I'm excited.
Yeah, every single day. And the way that they're staggered too, so you don't miss really. You won't really miss any shows because you can just go to the next one. It's an easy flow.
Props to Rassica for putting that together. It is no easy task scheduling an entire music festival.
Yes. Yeah, shout out Rassica. Oh, Rassica. Rassica.
Rassica.
Oh. Oh, wait. Also, this is Nicole.
Yes,
calling
hello.
In. Do you want to tell us what your music waste task role is?
Yeah, so this year we took it at a different approach, and the nice thing about Music Waste and it changing hands so often throughout all the years is that we can take different approaches to how it's organized, and we could change things and make it what works for us and what works for the community. So this year we decided to take on very specific roles, and that's why we've got sort of Gabby in this role of social media and in this role of volunteer organization, and it's so my role is administrator, so I get the fun task of doing all the meetings and the notes and making sure everybody's stayed on task, which is great because I love to write emails, and I'm not even being sarcastic, it's my favorite.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love to organize music waste email like and drive things. And also my big task next year and my goal is, as it's our 30th year next year, I would love to create an archive for all the 30 years. I don't know how I'm going to display it yet, but if anybody out there in Radio Land has any information about all the past years of Music Waste, also I just give the callers a hint for the free passes of what year Music Waste started, but I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay. Little hint. So next year is our 30th anniversary.
More dirty 30th.
So get the math going. The mental math going in your head, and call in to win a pass for you and your friend. If you know the answer, what year did Music Waste start? Call in 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. But if you know the answer, you can also Google. So.
Or just go to musicwaste.ca.
Or go to musicwaste.ca, or do the mental math in your head, or check out our Instagram, or by any other means, find out what year we started. But yeah, what year did Music Waste start is our big question for a free pass for you and your friend. But thanks for calling in, Nicole.
Yeah.
What should we play next? We're just playing some music here right now. We just played Danny, Your Darling. What if we play some Tough Cell?
Nice.
Because I'm also very excited for their show This is Teaser by Tough Cell. And also you can check out Bandcamp for most of the artists are on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or Spotify. Do we have a playlist somewhere?
We are in the midst of making a Bandcamp playlist. Actually, I think it's done. I think if you go to our Bandcamp right now, the playlist is up.
Boom. All right. Well,
or
check
if
out
you
our Bandcamp.
Check out our Linktree and our Instagram. The Bandcamp's in there. We've got Spotify playlist in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our schedule nicely organized in there, so you can have it on your phone, know where you're going, know what you're doing. Yeah, but let's turn up that Tough Cell track.
All right.
She's playing Friday night, June 2nd at 648 Kingsway, 8 p.m.
Come on out. Okay, bye, Nicole.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. real life. So bring me back a story from your midwinter hermit journey. I now know where I end and where you begin, and where our probiotic edges connect. I'm building myself up to have more to offer to the land and to the water. I'm building myself up to have something left to pass on down to you.
Music Waste's Hour at CITR on the radio. And we are asking our listeners to tell us what year Music Waste started. Oh, and as I say that, we have received a caller. Let's see if they answer the question correctly. So I'm going to answer this. Hello, hello. Is this a caller to answer our query? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, have you called in to answer our great question?
Yes, I hope so.
All right, I can, I can't really hear you, so let me just crank the volume. Can you say a few words, test it out?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh. One more hello?
Hello.
Hello. All right. So, what is your name?
Mavis.
Mavis. And you know what year Music Waste started?
I think 1994.
1994. All right. Can I get a drum roll, please? You are correct! Congratulations!
Thank you!
All right, don't hang up yet. We need some personal information that perhaps you might not want to share live on the air. But why don't you send me a text? at this number.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Send us a DM, actually.
DM us on Music Waste Instagram.
DM us on the Music Waste Instagram, and we will tell you where to pick up your passes for the festival.
Sweet. Thank you.
Super excited. And what was your name again?
Mavis.
Mavis. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. And thanks for being so knowledgeable about our festival.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So yeah, we'll see you at the festival, I guess. But
see you there.
Well, folks, the passes have been won. Rightfully so.
Just in time.
Just in time, because we only have 1 minute left. Okay. I just realized. So I guess why don't we say our goodbyes and our last hype for the festival, I guess, because it literally is this weekend. Oh, it's next weekend. I'm like pulling up my calendar right now. Oh yeah, no. We still have one more weekend. Sorry, Dora, can you say that again?
Oh, just time is fake.
Oh, no, really, time is fake. I have like a little watch and it broke years ago. And now I'm just like, time isn't real, but that's just like an excuse. But truly, it's a construct.
Totally.
But yeah, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. This has been What a Waste Hour, Music Waste Festival's 1 hour of answering your questions, playing our lovely artists that are on the lineup, and giving away free passes on radio. So, any last remarks from the organizing committee?
So exciting. So soon, and the lineup is so good, and everyone's so talented, and it's going to be a sick weekend.
It's going to be dope. And again, June 1st to the 4th, we've got a few venues: Green Auto, 648, Red Gate. So come on out. And
it's all on our website. If you want to get the schedule, want to like sample some of the bands, it's all there.
It's all there. Musicwaste.ca. You can also check us out on Instagram, which I believe is just Music Waste. Mm-hmm. And you can also check us out on Bandcamp.
We've got Bandcamp, we've got Spotify, we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we've got TikTok.
Everything. Tune into our TikTok, actually. I think we'll be doing, like, showing the record stores.
Yeah, we're going to be going on a little adventure today.
A little adventure on TikTok.
Nice. Yeah.
So
where we can find some little Music Waste treats and goodies.
Yes. But this has been Music Waste. What a waste.
What a takeover.
We're your hosts. I'm Bailey.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Dora.
And we'll see you at the festival.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Bye.